We have in the studio with us the president of the Mount Ida Preservation Association, Michael Easterbrook. So thank you for joining us, Michael.
Yeah, pleasure to be here. Thanks, Alexis.
For those of our listeners that don't know, what is Mount Ida and what is the Mount Ida Preservation Association?
Okay. So starting with what is Mount Ida? Mount Ida is a neighborhood up on the hill in Troy near Musa at the Hill, a classic place in Mount Ida neighborhood. Stretches all the way to encompasses Prospect Park and up to Emma Willard. The Mount Ida Preservation Association is an association that's dedicated to community development within the Mount Ida neighborhood and historical preservation of buildings and natural features that compose that neighborhood.
There's a lot of focus on the Mount Ida Hall. So what is the Mount Ida Hall?
So Mount Ida Preservation Hall is the primary focus of Mount Ida Preservation Association, which is located at 548 Congress Street. It's an old church. Previously, the Free Ascension Church was built in 1859, and that became abandoned by its parish maybe 15 years ago, and the association was able to acquire it before it was going to be demolished, and our work now is to repair that facility into a community center, among other things, which I'd love to talk about.
So before we get into what you want to turn the space into, can you describe this building and the grounds?
548 Congress is the top of the hill right at the intersection between Congress and Pauling, not to be confused with the other church, Collar City Brewing. It can be distinguished. We have bright red doors. There is an old rock facade and a steeple that's pretty iconic for the neighborhood. There's a big set of Manili bells in that steeple, and we have stained glass windows along the side. The building sits on top of the Post and Kill Gorge, so in on the back end of the building, it goes right down into the gorge, and there's a beautiful space to look out into the falls there in the Post and Kill.
I find it really inconceivable that this building was going to be demolished. How was the association able to save it?
The previous president and the founder of Mount Ida Preservation Association was actually related to the last reverend who operated the church. And there's a reverter clause in the deed that allowed the president at the time to acquire the building, and then he donated it to the Mount Ida Preservation Association.
The association has an election coming up. Can you talk
about
what is the structure of the association and what are the various roles and functions therein?
So there are tons of roles and functions to be played within the organization, but we have a few official sets that are set up in our bylaws. So we have 11 total board members, and four of those board members are officers, which are elected every year. Those can consist of the president, the vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer. Other board seats are three-year terms that this year we'll have, I think it's an odd year, where we'll have four instead of three board seats available in addition to the officers. In addition to those official seats, we have tons of roles within the organization, like safety officer, membership officers, volunteer coordinators, all sorts of positions that people operate in to have the organization run smoothly.
So the building right now is semi-functional, but you are still managing
right
to do a lot within the space. What are some of the problems with the building right now, and what are the programs that you're still able to run in the space?
One of the major accomplishments prior to me coming into the organization was acquiring a CO for the basement space. So
what's a CO?
A certificate of occupancy, which allows the organization to legally have events and have people in and out that aren't part of the organization. So it's our legal right to engage with the public.
And but that's just for the basement.
That's just for the basement. The space is divided. We have a basement, which is a fairly large activity center, and a kitchen that's attached to that basement. And then there's the upstairs sanctuary space, which we don't have a CO for.
And why is that?
essentially, in between the time that Mount Ida Preservation Association was able to acquire the building and the building was abandoned, certain things fall into disrepair. The heating inside the building was taken out. So there are a number of repairs that would need to occur to bring it up to code where it could begin to engage with the public again.
And the kitchen, it's a commercial kitchen, right?
That's right. It's commercially licensed. There will need to be more work done to maintain that license. So we have a specific arrangement worked out with the health administration as we like improve the space.
So, but it's available to, I know Primo Botanica uses it as their kitchen space. I know the Mount Ida Food Pantry uses that space. You know, it's almost like you're functioning on three legs.
Would you be referring to the businesses and or like other organizations that we really rely on, right?
So yeah, it's like a mutual reliance, right? They rely on you for the space and you rely on them for the income.
Yes, that's correct.
How is that structured?
The food pantry, they rent out the space to both store food items. So they're open every Saturday, 10 to 12, and the regional food bank provides them with the funds that we need to keep like the heat and run the space for them.
So the commercial kitchen, that's available to people, to the community to use, right, as a space.
Right, yeah. So the activity space is and the kitchen are open to rentals.
For a very nominal fee.
Right. So we essentially just look to cover the cost of heating the space for the time that's you're in it. And that usually comes to about $50 for 4 hours for the activity space. And the kitchen's usually around $10 per hour. But it's sort of by special arrangement, so we're willing to work with what people can do.
So this past weekend, Mount Ida had a big holiday dinner that was catered by the Dinner Collective. It was a big success. How many people turned out to that event?
It was close to 70. It was a fewer. I want to say 67 was around our final count for both community members and members of the Dinner Party Collective that came and enjoyed dinner with us at Mount Ida Preservation Hall.
And before that dinner, you laid out the goals, some lofty and ambitious goals for the Mount Ida Preservation Association, some things that you're working on in the new year. Can you kind of tell our listeners about those things?
Yeah, I'd love to. So we had a first draft unveiling at the annual holiday dinner. You know, as you mentioned, described our vision for Mount Ida Preservation Hall going forward. And I divided it into five focus areas, which is our kitchen, the activity space that we've been talking about, and then the sanctuary, our backyard, where we're looking to put in an overlook deck, and historical preservation. And so if I could sum up what we're doing in all those categories, we're looking to maintain that commercial kitchen license so we can continue to serve food entrepreneurs, potentially even open a part-time cafe. We'll be getting Wi-Fi soon, which will synergize nice there. The activity space, we'd again like to continue what it's doing now, but improve it so we can use that space for nicer events. So the idea is a low-cost community gathering point. If we improve the space, we could use it for baby showers, like wedding receptions, those sorts of things that a community might need to pull a bunch of people into a single space. The sanctuary, we would love to do an event theater and music venue. And it's pretty well suited to that. It's got very good acoustics. It could be the next cornerstone of the neighborhood. I think Musa really kind of paved the way for the Congress Street corridor to become something really fun to be at. And we'd love to be the next step where we have a music and theater venue there in the hall. And the last two components, we are sited right over the Post and Kill Gorge, and we'd like to be able to make that view accessible to the community in a safe way. So we're looking to put in an overlook deck over on the Post and Kill Gorge. Finally, the last piece is historical preservation. So that's keeping the historical components of the building, which is built into the mission of the organization, which is protecting the stained glass, maybe lighting it up at night, and then the rock facade, ensuring that we are able to keep that rock facade and the slate roof, those sorts of things.
So I know the association is looking for help from the community with these projects and hopefully some investment from the Mount Ida community and the Troy community. What are you looking for help with?
Yeah, all sorts of things. It's a big project. Altogether, it's going to come out to probably around $300,000. So we're beginning our fundraising campaign starting this year, which is coincidentally the 150th anniversary of the hall's cornerstone being put down. We are looking for grant writing and business writing help. We're looking for more people to be helping with our membership as our membership list expands and we get more people. Maintaining that list will become a larger task, which we'd love to have help with. We run brunches every third Sunday, 11 to 1. Having chefs and volunteers to help put those brunches on would be fantastic. I also want to kind of highlight that we're at the beginning stages of realizing the vision for Mount Ida Preservation Hall. So almost any skills, if you have a project that you'd like to see through, there's probably a good synergy that could work out at Mount Ida Preservation Hall.